Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, yet often confusing. The difference between guilt and shame. Ever feel like you've done something wrong, and then that little voice in your head starts whispering nasty things about who you are? You know that feeling when your actions make you cringe, but also, you just want to disappear. Yeah, that's a good indication we're talking about shame. But here's the thing. Understanding the difference between these two emotions is crucial because it can completely change how we respond to our mistakes and move forward in life. It's all about taking responsibility for our actions, learning from them, and becoming better versions of ourselves without letting those feelings spiral into self-destruction. So, let's break this down. First up, guilt. Guilt is a healthy emotion, like a gentle nudge in the right direction. It tells you, hey, that wasn't your best move, and it motivates you to make amends or do better next time. Ever forgotten your friend's birthday? You probably felt a twinge of guilt, right? That feeling can be a powerful tool for growth. Shame, on the other hand, is like that bully in the back of your mind that never lets up. It whispers, you're a bad person because you did this, and it tries to tear down your entire sense of self-worth. Think about a time when you felt deeply ashamed, maybe after making a big mistake or saying something hurtful. That gnawing feeling in your stomach? That shame trying to hold you captive. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Guilt is about the action. Shame is about the person. When we feel guilt, it's because we know we did something wrong. It doesn't mean we are a bad person. It just means we made a mistake. Shame, however, makes us believe that who we are as individuals is flawed and redeemable. 2. Guilt can lead to growth. Shame leads to stagnation. Feeling guilty after a mishap can motivate us to learn from our errors and become more mindful in the future. Shame, however, often paralyzes us with fear and self-doubt, making it difficult to move forward. 3. You can control your response to both emotions. While we can't always avoid feeling guilt or shame, we have the power to choose how we react to them. Acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them define you. Remember that even the wisest among us make mistakes. 4. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist if you're struggling with guilt or shame. Talking things through can help you process those emotions in a healthy way and gain valuable perspective. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, you are human and you deserve to be treated with grace and forgiveness. Let's say your boss unexpectedly assigns you a new project with a tight deadline and you find yourself feeling overwhelmed. You might feel guilty for not being able to juggle everything perfectly or even for saying yes in the first place. But remember, guilt is about that one action accepting the task and it can be mitigated by focusing on solutions. Prioritizing tasks, communicating with your boss, and delegating when possible. Shame, however, would tell you you're incapable, you're not good enough, you'll always fail. That's a destructive mindset. Instead of letting shame take over, remind yourself that everyone has limits and it's okay to ask for help or readjust expectations. This is where self-compassion comes in. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and focus on taking practical steps forward. So, there you have it. Understanding the difference between guilt and shame can be a game changer. Remember, guilt is a guidepost, while shame is a roadblock. Embrace guilt as an opportunity for growth, and let go of shame's grip on your self-worth. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated most with you. Have you ever struggled to differentiate between guilt and shame? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, because remember, even the toughest challenges can be overcome with a little bit of self-awareness and a whole lot of heart.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.